Blog Talk Radio.
Again, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And it has just been announced in New York City by Mayor Bloomberg that the alternate numbers on your license plate, odd and even, go into effect tomorrow morning, and all automobile guys who are pushing them into the service pumps can only have 16 ounces of gasoline. Hang in there, and we'll die laughing today. Did you know that Obama asked all manufacturers, all businesses, American only, who were planning layoffs, not to announce it till after the election? So you better check the office tomorrow and see if... if you got a pink slip and a camisole. We're in trouble. How'd you like that? Mayor Bloomberg is reducing the gas intake to 16 ounces. Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, another news today, speaking of cover-ups, it turns out that two Iranian fighter jets tried to shoot down an American drone that was in international waters. And Obama asked the Iranians not to announce the murder of the drone until after the election. Unbelievable, man. You're gonna rock. You like to rock? You're gonna rock the next 4 years. You have no idea what's coming your way. Already they're talking about $4,000 less in your paycheck, and they're going after the rich. And you guess who? Mayor Bloomberg says anybody, he classifies the rich as anybody that has 17 ounces of Coca-Cola. Yeah, or more. We're in trouble, man. We got fools. The inmates are running the asylum. Harry Reid says he's going to work with the Republicans, but they better hurry up and lick his boots well. Yeah, and the Republicans are blaming each other on their failure, and it is a failure, and the Democrats beat us fair and square. Well, not fair and square, but they beat us. And you know what? We weren't up for the game. We were all singing Kumbaya, and they were singing Harry Carey tunes. Yeah, they got us. They trumped us. And Trump got trumped. They got us. They got us good. They taught us a lesson that we may not live to regret. Yep. And the Republicans have got to start to make love to the Tea Party. All the Republicans now have to drink tea. And the only one that's looking out for America in this country, it's not the Democrats, and it's not the Republicans, and it's definitely not the Communist Party. And it's no other party but the Tea Party. They're the only ones looking out for you. They're your grandmothers and grandfathers. They're your next door neighbor. And they're worried. They're worried that you're not going to make it. And you know what? You're not going to make it. Your days are over. You're witnessing the end of the American Empire. Yeah. Not even the Empire State can pay its bills. Governor Cuomo came down. He touched a few people that were lost their houses. Mayor Bloomingdale, Mohammed Bloomingdale, the keeper of the pea kiosk, came over. He made the trip from Manhattan in his little quadrangle. He came all the way out to Staten Island, and he went to Rockaway, and they tried to beat him up in Rockaway. Yeah, I seen him in the corner. He was telling the police, listen, you got to straighten these people out. They can't talk to me like that. They're threatening to harm me. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give them this 16-ounce treatment. I'll put everything they own on 16 ounces. We're dying here, man. We're dying. The guy's worth $35 billion, and he wants to control the world. Oh, and look at George Soros. Did you see this guy? This guy came to the United States to destroy it. I love this country. In ashes. Yeah. And, of course, there you got Hollywood, all the role models to show to your children. Yes, and we won't go into that right now. They'll be doing something disgusting in the next 30 seconds. Hang in there. A bartender, could you put a head on that beer? You know what they call a New York mayor who limits the population of New York to 16 ounces? They call him a half pint. Oh, that's 8 ounces. He's 2 half pints. I just bought a composition copybook, you know, the black and white one with the marbles. It's the New York, official New York composition copybook. Do you know in the weights and measures they have nothing over 16 ounces? That's, oh, by the way, that's in French, avoir-poir. Yeah, I never knew what that meant, did you? That's like I never knew who number 13 was on my mattress. You know that little tag, and it says Inspector number 13? I never met Inspector number 13. But I was in Sleepy's one day, and a Russian guy came in and bought a woman. He had an ad in the paper, and there was this mattress, and there was this beautiful red-headed woman standing next to the mattress, and it was on sale $4.99. He came in and he said to the owner of the store, I buy this woman. The guy says, you can't buy this woman. I buy this woman. It's in the paper, newspaper. I give you $4.99. Deliver the mattress. I take woman now. You can't do that. Listen, I sue you for false advertising. You know what they did? They let him take the woman. They didn't want to get involved. You know who else doesn't want to get involved? The American people. We've got an 11-year war going, and only 2% are fighting it. 98% don't want to get involved. They don't want it interfering with their mental protectability. Yeah, unbelievable, man. What a country. We got a handful of guys out there fighting World War III, and you got a president that covers up all his battle losses. If he was at the Little Bighorn, do you know the press wouldn't report it? Well, General Custer went for a ride today. And other news, there was a tsunami on Staten Island. They would have covered up the Little Bighorn. I dedicate this next tune to all of the military that's going to be sold out, covered up, and betrayed. The only shovel-ready jobs is burying American troops. Obama's lost 2,000 of them, and nobody knew it. Nobody knew it. For 4 years, the body count was never mentioned in the press. But when Bush was president and one American died, his mother got five mics in the face the next day with left-wing interviewers asking, how does it feel that your son is now dead under Bush? But for 4 years now, Obama lost 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan. Do you know how many Bush lost in 8 years? 461. You think about that. And the press has covered it up. And when we lose a division, the press will cover that up too. They'll say a handful. Like a handful of terrorists. This tune is for the GIs.
The struggle's over, the bodies were defeated. Old Ireland surrounded with sadness and gloom. We were defeated and shamefully treated. And I, Robert Emmet, awaiting my doom. Hung, drawn and quartered, sure that was my sentence. But soon I will show them no coward am I. My crime was a love of a land I was born in.
Know that there's at least 47,000 legs, American legs, that were blown off by the big IED distributor in Syria, Bashar al-Assad, the friend of Russia, China, and the Iranians. You know those American legs were destroyed by new improved IEDs that are filled with Iranian copper lugs. And every time you see a guy limping, And you can see he's got a prosthesis. You don't be standing in an airport line complaining that you got to take your shoes off. You get up and kiss that guy and thank him for saving your life. Because if it wasn't for him, your head would be on a hook. Your head would be on a hook, and your children's heads would be on hooks. You have no idea what's going on in this world. You're a disgrace to the nation. You never served your country. I believe that no politician should be allowed to hold office unless he has military service. I believe the drafters should come back tomorrow and we get rid of all of these pansies we got running around demanding their rights. And we bring common sense back. And maybe we'd reduce the divorce rate because everybody wouldn't sissy out. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable, a nation that can't even stay married.
Well, I'm looking for my second one now.
Yeah, get a horse. Hang in there. We'll give you some more Bold Robert Emmet.
There lay a tanker awaiting to take me over the billows. Traitor, a rebel.
this for an idea. The next time the Democrats get us into a war, which is usually a Democrat war, they start them, they don't finish them, and then they leave the battlefield and leave people to die. That's the Democrats. They're the war party. They say the Republicans are... Anything a Democrat accuses a Republican of, they are the very essence of what they're talking about. There's 58,000 Americans on a wall, all killed by the Democrats. They sent them to Vietnam, and they used them up like cannon fodder while they debated and held committee meetings. Yeah, I just hope that everybody remembers that and never forgets it. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. Watch all the mistakes this guy is going to make on the run out from Afghanistan. Watch how many Americans die uselessly on this turkey shoot. And you don't think that Al-Qaeda's not coming and Hezbollah's not coming and all of those that handful of fanatical Muslims, that small little fingerful, yeah, they're all coming in for the big kill. That's going to be their glory day. That's going to be that's going into the Quran. Jihad that wiped out the USA. Thanks to Osama bin Laden. Oh, he's a nice guy. Everybody likes him. He's good in the ratings. Yeah, he's good in the ratings. You're going to find out. He made a promise to the Russians. He's going to keep it. Do you know what it is? No, neither do I. But you hear this guy singing, Bold Robert Emmett? He was cast in a prison. He was arrested and tried as a spy, a rebel. You don't think that can't happen here? You got a lot to learn. Just like on the day when that big cloud chased all the New Yorkers down the street. That day was a wake-up call for New York City, but they didn't learn anything. They didn't learn anything. They got to learn again. They're going to learn everything the hard way. We should all have T-shirts. We have to learn everything the hard way. Pray for your country because it's in the crapper. And you don't think so. The stock market just dropped up 500 points in 2 days. You think that's a vote of confidence? Well, the stock market goes up and down. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Pray you're right and I'm wrong. Even better, pray that you're more prepared than I am. How long the Irish lived under slavery? 500 years. They didn't get their country back until about 1920. They fell, they fought, and the only thing, and all their recorded history is in songs. Because they were kept uneducated. and they couldn't speak their own native language. But, and they couldn't go to church. They had to say mass in ditches, roadside ditches, because they were Catholic. And there's a war against Catholics today, and sadly, Catholics don't know it. Their universities have been infiltrated. They're going to amend the Ten Commandments. There are groups that are hell-bent on destroying the Catholic Church. Right now, they're turning the clergy against the bishops. Antonio Gramsci would be proud of his master plan, because it's all being carried out in Catholic universities. And with a little help from the federal government, who wants to put them on one knee and not facing the crucifix. We're in for some bad times. You have no idea what's coming. The communists never stopped working on destroying this country. They continued from 1940 on. And they work every day at it, successfully. The 45 goals of the Communist Party, of the International Communist Party in America, have all been achieved. They've destroyed. There's three issues they have to destroy to completely finish this off. And they're doing it. Every day they're doing it. Patriotism is number one. They must destroy American patriotism. And they're doing it with the help of teachers' unions. Number two, spirituality. They must destroy spirituality. There you got a high divorce rate. You got a high abortion rate. That's destroying a spirituality. Morality. They don't want anybody in churches. Morality. Look what we got. The big celebration was we got legalized weed in two states. Now there's five states let's face it. We destroyed our industry. We have nothing left. We have nothing left. The government helped the Fiat to buy Chrysler, and Chrysler is now going to build American Jeeps in China. And you know what else Chrysler used to do for a living? They used to build missiles. Now that technology is going where? You have no idea. You have no idea. And the day that big cloud comes for you, it won't be a mighty cloud of joy. It's going to be a mighty cloud of death. You're not going to believe your eyes. And those will be your last words. Pray. Pray for your country. Pray that America wakes up, because the West is asleep.
Darling of Era, bold Robert Emmet, he'll die with a smile. Farewell, companion, both Lyle and Daring. I'll lay down my life for the Emerald Dial.
Here's a heads up for you. After this defeat, after this Waterloo of the Republican Party, and it's really sad, the country is split right down the middle, and that's another Soviet tactic, divide and conquer, and you see it. Watch out for the people that are calling the conservative talk shows, saying that they're conservatives, and they're disappointed with the results, and they believe it's because we've got to get away from religion, we've got to endorse abortion, and endorse anything that counters your actual belief. These people are calling in. I heard one guy call into Mike Gallagher today. He said he was a Marine, and he was for same-sex marriage, and he was against the religious right being in the Republican Party. This guy is not a Marine. And there are others. You'll see them. The communists call them stunts. They create stunts. Like they'll go to a Tea Party rally and they'll make an anti-Semitic remark as a Tea Party member. But they're not Tea Party members. They're hacks. They're shills. So you got to be careful when you hear somebody say, I'm one of you, and you know he's not. And the guy not to trust is the guy that says, you and I are the same, and we got to stick together. He's the first guy that's going to stick it to you. And here's something else. I never saw or heard of a union that was willing to take a cut to protect the entire membership. They don't do it. They'll give up part of the membership to get a raise. I never once saw, listen, we'll take a little more. We want to keep all the guys together. They don't do it. And I'll give you an example. As a small businessman, I happened to learn that there was a group of people in my company that were coming to me with a list of demands, and they wanted to organize a union. And I'm a small business, and the union, and it's not the union benefits that would have hurt me. It's the union attitude. It means your hands are tied in your own business. You can't do that. You're in the command of the ship. You can't have 27 guys pulling on the steering wheel. So when they walked in, the first guy who was the spokesman for the group, he says, I got something to talk to you about. I says, oh, yeah? Just before you start, let me just tell you, I got something to talk to you about, and it's bad news. I just spoke to my accountant, and I can't afford to keep you anymore. And you know what the first thing he said to me, this a union leader, this spokesman for the imaginary union? He said, why me? Some of these other guys that he's representing have been here less time. I says, oh, don't worry about that. They're going too. But with the first words out of his mouth, why me? Why not one of the guys that I just conned into supporting me? And I'm sure if you're sitting behind closed doors, you'll hear that in your life's experience. Hang in there. All that glitters is not gold. I remember a story of AC Delco was selling their new departure. I think it was called Hyatt New Departure Bearing Division. They weren't selling it. They were shutting it down, probably because the Chinese were making bearings at 10% of the price. So they decided to close it. And they were going to lay off, furlough, let's say, 2,000 workers. And I said to myself, why are they doing that? You know, they're going to wipe out a small town. Why not give the workers a chance to buy the business? Or work out something so that the workers can run the business. And they did. And that's what they did. I don't know what the arrangements were, how they worked out the finances, if there was half a gift and half a payment. But the workers got together and they ran the business. You know how long it lasted? 2 years. They couldn't get along with each other. How's that? It's not easy running a business. And when they make fun of Romney or Bain Capital, let me tell you something. Romney made money earning that money, and he put less people out of work than the House and the Senate do. You think about that. How can a Senate and a Congress be allowed to perform insider trading based on stock market tips that they're getting from party favor buyers? And it's not illegal. But if Bernie, what's his name, the Madoff, does it, he's going to jail. But when Nancy Pelosi does it, or Dodd-Frank, when they do it, that's gravy, man. That's gravy. You know what my vision of the House and the Senate is? Pirates standing around a big treasure chest, filling their pockets. And that's it. It's all about them. It's nothing for you.
Oh, I'll get my picture taken today. I'll form a committee on something. Yep,
I'm going to introduce legislation. I'm going to introduce some legislation. Yeah, we'll all have shoelaces. That's it, the shoelace legislation. Oh, by the way, I'm taking off the next 6 weeks. I have to go and visit my constituents. Hello, Joe. Set him up. Unbelievable, man. We are Fruit Loops. That's what we are. We're a nation of Fruit Loops. Do you hate telemarketers? You hate racing for the phone to find out somebody's there to break your chops? Huh? They're asking for somebody. Yeah, right? You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a chuckle. I call this the greatest telemarketing call I ever heard.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit. Tom Mabe was our guest last week.
We got
a lot of requests for this. He has a little stunt that he does. He leaves a tape recorder by his phone, and when the phone rings, he hits the button. And if it's a telemarketer, he records the call.
Puts him on a little bit.
And I thought we'd give this one a listen.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Who's calling?
Well, this is Mike. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold that thought. Hold on 1 second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. Officer Clark, I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look, you don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, I'd like to just talk with my supervisor then.
No, look, we'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I wanted to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40 West Wilton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Here, hold on. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on 1 second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Get the Little Police Department Homicide Division on the phone. Give him this information. Tell him he's being sought in connection with a fatal shooting and aggravated robbery. But how did you know Mr. Mabe again?
Wait, you're calling the Littleton Police Department? I'm hundreds of miles away. I don't even know the guy. I'm in Colorado.
Don't let that scare you. That's just a formality. Have you ever been to his place of residence?
No.
Tell me again, where were you last night between the hours of 8 and 10?
I'm not feeling real comfortable by any of this.
Have you even ever spoken with Mr. Mabe, Mike?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the guy. That's what I've been trying to tell
you. Okay, calm down. Calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. Mabe was a female homosexual. There's no easy way of asking that. I don't want to embarrass you or nothing, but were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell kind of a question?
Look. If gay's your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in that closet. But I said I haven't thought about myself. You know, say I was in Las Vegas or something.
How you doing, boys and girls? I hope you enjoyed that. Let's see what we got here. We're going to go to part two. Got 24 minutes, and I got a 26-minute dissertation. Welcome back to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. They're talking to Kane. Herman Kane is talking about a third party. And... I'm sure the Tea Party is very frustrated. And I heard some demo camos say that what hurt the Republican vote was the Tea Party. Nothing could be further from the truth. If it wasn't for the Tea Party, the only ones voting in the Republican Party would have been Jeb Bush and and the guy with the white chalkboard. Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with that. What we have in the Republican Party is rhinos, which are Republicans in name only. And you'd be surprised who's a rhino. You look at the two babes from Maine, I call them the Cauldron Sisters. They would never vote the Republican. Did they just vote to legalize weed up there, too? Yeah, I could see Olympia Snow toking a joint right now. Yes, we're doing what everybody else is. Would you pass the joint over to the moose? Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We sold ourselves down the river. We went with the Beelzebub. We're the Beelzebub crowd. We sacrifice the unborn to the god of disaster. Yeah. If Moses came down the mountain, and he saw, and when he came down the mountain, he chased all of the sinners out. They all went to Hollywood. And they took the golden calf with them, and they melted it down, and they made little Oscars. And that's all they can make there is little Oscars. You ever see when they raise their kids? Their kids change their sex. Their kids change their names. Their kids are all in rehab. No, I wouldn't want to be a child of a Hollywood star, man. The only one I knew who could raise their kids right in, their kid right in Hollywood was Angela Lansbury. And you know what she did? She had a son that the dope dealers got to, and they were going to destroy him. He was self-destructing. She packed him up. She sent him to Ireland. Now she can't do that because they have drugs in Ireland too, and they're laboring for abortion. They want to have abortion in the land of saints and scholars. I wonder they're going to have to change that handle, huh? How sad. Even the Irish have fallen. What a disgrace. The Fenians must be spinning at the 4,800 RPMs in their graves. Yeah, Father Michael Murphy. He must be pulling his hair out, if he's got any left, because the British burned his head. But you don't know about that because you watch MTV. You watch The Real World. Yeah, and little children are dressing up like Madonna, and so are their mothers. Isn't it wonderful? We're bringing the next wave into the sacrificial altar. Yes, don't give them a chance to be young. Young is a treat. Get them right into puberty, even if they're only five. God help us, man. We're destroying our own country. We're like pigs in a blanket. Anyway, I remember the Republican nominees. Herman Cain wants his own party. All running out of money. Herman Cain was taken down by David Axelrod's babe. A real bimbo. And she said that she had an affair with Cain. And Cain dropped out of the race because, like Jesus says, a good man falls seven times a day. And McCain could have faulted. Not McCain, Cain, I'm sorry. John McCain should open a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop and retire. He's been a senator for at least 30 years from Arizona, and it's the drug relay point for the whole country. Yeah, all the drugs are broken down in Arizona and shipped northeast, south, and west. Yeah, John, you really fought. You should have been drug czar.
Well, you know, you can't put everybody in jail. Oh, yeah, I can, John. If you can build schools that don't educate kids, I can build prisons. Yeah, what a joke. The teacher's smoking a joint. They got the sign up in front of the school. This is a drug-free area, two blocks away. If you break that zone, you have to turn in your loads to the teacher so they can test them. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We lost our country, and we lost it back in the 60s. It's not your fault, young kids. It's not your fault at all.
You were set up. You were betrayed by a generation before you. Maybe two generations before you. You were betrayed before you were born. And just thank God that you're lucky to be born. And thank God your mother was pro-life when it came to you. But if you're an only child, I'd be scratching my head right now. Do I have brothers and sisters that I don't know about that never made it, never made the 9-month relay? Oh, that's people can't afford to have them. If they can't afford to have them, they shouldn't create them. You know what I mean? Don't buy the paintbrush to paint the painting and then say you're going to destroy it. Stop it with the oils and the brushes. So, let's go back to this third-party thing. Taken down by David Axelrod's babe, who said she lived in the same building as Axelrod but never met him. Did you see this social climber? If there was an aunt on the floor that had a Hollywood registry, she would get to know him. She's a stepping stone. Opportunist. Yep. So, she never met him. Give me a break. At the finish line, awaiting to embrace their winner was Jeb Bush. And the Republicans all ran out of money. I mean, Santorum, I mean, he was up against the wall. He was carrying an extra gas can for his bus. Hang in there. And I got a message coming in from the president. He says I have to turn in my guns today. Hang in there. I got to go get my guns. Here we go. Here's my guns. 2 water pistols and a water cannon. And I have inducted squirts. Oh, you mean guns with gunpowder? You mean real guns? Like my communist killing guns? Oh, no. You can't have those. I don't have any. Look around. Bring in your liberal sniffing dogs. They don't, you know, the liberals have sniffing dogs that search for conservatives. But they're really not dogs. They're just liberals on a leash. Yeah, unbelievable. There's a revolution coming. If you looked at that map, the red and the blue, you better pick a state to live in that's red because there's a revolution coming. This guy gives Putin. Oh, that's another thing. They're talking about coming together. They're going to reach across the aisle. And you know what? Obama is going to give the Republicans 300 missiles, but he's giving the Russians 600. Yeah, sure. And we're all going to have chocolate pudding on Wednesdays. Let me go back to One Nation under Groff. Kane is right. And the communists fear the Tea Party. But the Tea Party is mainstream America and open to all. The communists will have you believing that they hate colors, that we hate colors. But we don't see colors. We only see red, white, and blue. There was a black guy behind me. He was lost trying to vote. And even though I know he was voting for Obama, I helped him find the voting booth. That's what good conservatives do. We help our brothers. And I patted him on the back as he went into the voting booth to screw me. Because every man has a choice in America. And don't let anybody think for you or act for you. Be your own man. Do not be a follower. Be a leader. America is full of leaders just waiting for the opportunity. Yep, we don't see colors, only red, white, and blue. Viva Cristo Rey. Demo Camos, say goodbye to the Latinos, because they belong with us, not in Los Partidos de la Muerte. One nation under God, not under drugs. Stop doping up the voters. And we'll be talking about that next when I get my voice back. Para ti, mi negro. So, I'm back. I'm still hoarse. What are we going to do about that? Anyway, how many people voted? 100 million? Did I see 52 million to 50? That's 100 million people voted. And the primary issue, the one that mattered more to the country than any other issue, was legalizing weed. That's why the big voter turnout. Oh, we get these two states, man, we're going to get them all. Yeah, I'm growing now. I'm getting ahead of the curve. Hey, everybody. How you doing today? We're all going to Colorado. We're all going to be smoking some stuff. Yeah, we're going to be serving our country. We're going to be cool. How sad, man. How sad. This is what America has come down to. The only thing left is they'll pass legislation. They'll vote. It'll be a voting. It'll be on California. Whether women will be allowed to poop in the streets and men on the sidewalk. I'm telling you, man, it's sick. It's really sick. What a nation. Kill 1,200,000 kids a year. And we got the pill. We got the loop. We got the IUD or IED. We got all of it, man. And we still got to kill 1,200,000. Well, you know, he don't know how to put on the condom. He went to school. He's a graduate. He still don't know how to put on the condom. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, once they have holes in them, they're no good, guys. What a joke. Yeah. You got to go to the Houdini factory. If he can get out of here, we'll call him Houdini. Unbelievable, man. Don't they test those condoms at the factory? Doesn't like a Democrat politician show up once a week and they pull one over his head? Oh, man. Give me a break. 1,200,000 kids we got to butcher because we don't know how to have sex. Yeah. We're crazy, man. We're really crazy. We really are. I'm sorry. When I grew up, you had to sneak around at night to see the bad girls. The bad girls are sneaking around in the daytime to see you. I'll never forget the first time I went to a dance hall and the girls were coming over and asking the guys to dance. When I grew up, girls never asked guys to dance. They used to sit in groups. And they used to sit at the opposite end of the dance floor. And the guy would have to walk the last mile like he was going to the electric chair. And there'd be a table of 20 girls. And they'd all look up and go, yes. And the guy would be there, his knees would be knocking. And he would ask a girl to dance. This was like the dance. No, I'm sorry. You could ask my other 19 friends here. But they're going to say no, too, because I turned you down. I had a buddy. He outsmarted them. You know what he used to do? He used to go over to a table of 20 girls, pick the ugliest girl, and he was a good-looking guy. He looked like Errol Flynn and Kenny Rogers combined. And he would pick the ugliest girl and ask her to dance, and all the good-looking girls got upset. Why did he pick her? Yeah. See, God is good. God has his way of straightening everybody out. Like Donald Trump went to vote and they told him nobody knew who he was. And he had to go find his own voting booth. Oh, was he upset? He was upset, man. You don't do that to the Donald. Yeah, and then they sent him somewhere else and they didn't recognize him either. So then he insisted on an absentee ballot. And then he chewed out his coordinator, his social coordinator. He says, you let me down on this one. That means you got 3 more minutes to work. Yeah. Donald Trump, I'd like him to work with me for a day. You know what? He'd probably be pretty good. He could adapt. He's cruel enough to adapt. Yeah. Hey, Donald, get those tires there. Okay, So we're talking about drugs, and that's just what the nation needs. We're going to be like Holland. We're going to be like the Netherlands. You know what they do in the Netherlands at 8 o'clock in the morning? The garbage truck comes by to the park and picks up all the dead bodies. Oh, everybody's in rehab. All the Hollywood stars. The Hollywood stars, they go to rehab. You know how they go to rehab? They go into the hills, into the deserts of Arizona, and they have an escort. And the escort teaches them how to live on snakes and how to be self-reliant and rebuild their image. That only cost $10,000 a day. You and me, we go to rehab. You know what you're getting? A beating and a bottle of water. And then you got to stand in the methadone line. Man, I need my methadone. And you know what they do with the methadone? They trade it. They don't take it. They trade it for heroin. I got 6 cups of methadone. Can I get a big hit today? You know what the recovery rate from heroin is? Less than 1%. You're doing heroin? Or horse, as they used to say in my time. You know, these drugs are not new. These drugs have been around since the beginning of time. Mao Zedong was growing opium in China during World War II, knowing he was going to send it to the United States. And he believed that the British had done in the Chinese with cocaine, with opium, and he was going to pay back the West. He was going to take it out on us, the innocent USA. We're always the victims of international prejudice. I can play that communist tune too, you know. I got to talk to Jimmy from Brooklyn to see how he did. I'm going to make a phone call, and I'll call you back and see if I catch Jimmy. Back. I didn't catch Jimmy from Brooklyn, but he left a message on my machine. He says we're all in trouble, and he focused on the Democrats wanting to make Puerto Rico the 51st state. And he said in the past that the communists were against Puerto Rico becoming the 51st state. They were for Puerto Rican independence. But now, they see an opportunity to bring 3.5 million more votes to the Democrat Communist Party. So they are now for Puerto Rico becoming the 51st state. It'll be very interesting. And then once again he said, we're in trouble. And when we sort this out, we're all going to have, as Americans who love this country, a different outlook on what has to be done and how to maneuver. because definitely we were outmaneuvered by smarter people than the Republicans who told us they knew everything. The Tea Party went along with Romney. They weren't crazy about Romney, but once Romney was the picked candidate, they got behind him 100%. Anybody that tells you that the Tea Party didn't support Romney is lying to you. Because ABO was the watchword. Anybody but Obama. They would have voted for a pork chop. The country is split right down the middle. It's 50-50. 50% pro-communist and 50% mainstream American. And we got to do something about that. And one of the elements that is in the Democratic camp, but I say not for too long, because once they get on their feet, they will be walking away from the party of death. And that's Latinos. Latinos can be wooed. One big propaganda lie is Republican gringos don't like people of color. The racists in the Democrat Party play it all the time. You see, just because the word is racist, it doesn't mean that it's a one-color racism. Racism comes in all colors. In New York City, at a U.S. citizen swearing-in ceremony, the federal spokesman told the new Americans that they would be discriminated against. And how's that? Welcome to the United States. You're going to be discriminated against, and the gringo hates your guts. What are you going to think when a federal official stands up there and says that in not so many words? And then he gave them phone numbers to call if they're discriminated against. He was a recruiter for the Democamo Party, getting first crack at new voters. We took a Brazilian lady to dinner to celebrate her new citizenship. Everybody but the piano player was white. She felt uncomfortable because people were staring at her. She thought it was prejudicial stares. But it wasn't. You know what it was? It was admiration and jealousy from other women. Of course, the men were looking because she was beautiful. Her dress and her beauty got the focus, but the racist prep by the communists kicked in first. Because that's what she thought it was. Name 14 Latinos who have died for this country in Iraq. Are you ready? I can name 14 Latinos right off the top of my head who died for this country in Iraq. Gomez times 14. Many Latinos are Catholics and evangelists. They are God, family, and patria people. Why would they stay in La Parte de la Muerte that kills kids? 1,200,000 kids a year. That's with condoms. And betrays their military sons and daughters. Only because the Democamos tell them the Republican gringos hate them. We have to serenade them with truth and proof. We want the best, and what is good for the gringo is good for the Latino. One thing that is not good for either of us is drugs. So why does the Democratic-controlled Hollywood make all Latinos look like drug pushers? That is racial profiling. Vaya con Dios, amigos. From your best friend in America, Tomas is super gringo. Bartender, champagne.
Looks like that's our show, folks. So I will say sayonara until we meet again. We may have to meet underground when the Gestapo comes. Have a nice night. And I do know a lot of people who are sick to their stomach over this. I mean, physically sick to their stomach over this election. And all I can say is we got to do better. We got to go out and preach the gospel. You know what? We're going to have to turn Roman Catholic. Or at least Roman in the Gloman Catholic. Have a nice night.